This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. And my first guest this week is KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. Then a gentleman who is the full package. He was with NSYNC. He was Dancing with the Stars. He played on My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And now he's the host of Common Knowledge on Fox TV. Joey Fatone will be joining us. Former CIA spy John Cypher will be here. He's talking about a show on Smithsonian called Spy Wars, and then singer and actress Mandy Moore, who just had a big spread on Parade Magazine's front cover this past week. Sean Levy will be joining us. He's written a book about Jerry Lewis, who passed away 3 years ago this past August 20th, from Fox TV Pete Hegseth and Jeannie Walden. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
That's the way, I like it.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. That music needs no introduction. And the man responsible for it is joining us right now, my pal, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And congratulations on what is 40 years in the music business, making our world better with your music. I mean,
thank you very much.
Now, you and I met several years ago, and I'll tell you where. We did an interview, and we spent a couple of days together. It was the grand opening of the Atlantis in the Bahamas. Remember that beautiful occasion?
Absolutely, yes.
And you and I did an interview, a TV interview, in front of, I think it was a shark tank or some kind of a fish tank that they had there.
Right.
Well, tell us what it's like after all of this success that you've experienced. I mean, we're going back now to the days when you were in Opa-locka, Florida, working at a record store, then ended up at TK Records in the warehouse, and ended up being the biggest sensation over the past four decades when it comes to music that makes people happy. I mean, your music is just all about happy.
Right. You know, I'm just a normal guy. I mean, I just do what I love doing. Really don't know. I mean, I know a lot of things, but I I mean, you know, this is my hobby. This is what, you know, I do that really makes me happy. And, you know, I'm glad that I felt something missing in music and that I was able to instill that, my part, you know, in musical history.
Trends in music, for some reason, come and go, I don't know if it's my imagination, more rapidly now than they ever did in the 60s and 70s. But for some reason, this music of yours that was recreated over 40 years ago has sustained the test of time. It never grows old. See, that's the thing that gets me.
It never goes away either.
No. If you went on Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night and played that music, that audience would be just as excited as if you did it on the Carson Show 35 years ago.
Exactly. I don't know how to explain it really, except, you know, it's just, you know, I felt music had gotten dark, and I think, you know, and I just tried to create something that was, you know, more high energy in music. But now the world has gotten dark. So I think people, you know, to get out of this darkness that we live in these days, gravitate toward anything that lifts them up. And that's one thing our music does.
You know, you mentioned the darkness. You're right. The late 60s, early 70s was a dark time. A lot of protest songs, a lot of songs that had, you know, that deep message that if you didn't get in,
right,
you were out of it, you know. And yours just made people dance, get up, and be happy and forget about that darkness. That's a very great analogy, Casey.
Yeah.
In 1975, four number one pop singles in the same year, tying a record set by the Beatles. Unbelievable.
Right.
Lifetime world album sales of over 100 million, featured on almost 200 motion picture year soundtracks, including, of course, Saturday Night Fever, which you won a Grammy nomination for Where Is the Love. That was a big year, along with 2002, when you got the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where our mutual friend, the late Dick Clark, made an appearance. I mean, these are very big benchmarks in the music business, which is a tough business. You know that.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, all those things are wonderful, and there's some things I thought we should have won for, we didn't. But, you know, I'm just happy that I've been able to be a part of something that I've loved all of my life, and that I never thought of doing anything else but being in the music business. And I'm happy that God gave me the talent and the drive and everything to live my dreams and to make my dreams, you know, a reality, and that I was able to share that gift with so many people throughout the last 40 years.
And the thing about it is, the fact that it has sustained so long. This year,
you're
being honored with two distinct Lifetime Achievement Awards. First of all, a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Fame, to accompany the one you have in Hollywood, by the way, and the release of a new double CD coming up.
Yes.
Is it tough when you have as many hits that you do to go out on a concert tour, introduce new material when people want to hear the classics? Is that a tough thing for an actor?
Well, I really don't do that. I really, even to this day, even in my shows, instead of playing obscure album cuts, I would rather play a cover version of something, you know, that was popular, more popular than just do album cuts, because I know I hate myself going to concerts and sitting through that type of stuff. So the only part of the new album I can play are one of the albums is 17 songs from the 60s. So I do some of those covers during the show because they're going to be familiar to the audience. The newer stuff, I've not put it in the show as of yet. I'm not sure how I will put it in the show.
I think that's really smart, though, because so many people, and you can't blame an artist for doing that, wanting to feature their new stuff, but people come to hear the classic stuff, and when you don't play, boy, you're in a world of hurt. You really are, and you don't do that. That's the way I like it, the Harry Wayne Casey story, published in 2002. You know what? I've read that. That should be a movie.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That would make a great movie of a generation, because you have touched you've touched three generations, and you'll touch more. You'll touch generations to come.
Right. And it's amazing what the music has done, that it's so relevant today, that it's made corporations still want to include it in the pitches for their product, you know, motion pictures and TV shows, and it's quite an accomplishment, actually. I mean, when I say it's quite an accomplishment against all odds, because critics have done nothing but try to deflate us, to degrade the contribution to music that we've made.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I know what you're talking about, but there are a lot of people in the music business that have been had accolades sent their way for the contributions that they made, and I can't figure it out. There are some acts that I just don't understand and why they get the notoriety and accomplishments that they do. And you,
right.
it's happening. By the way, the proceeds from the title song, I'll Be There for You, which was released in 2001, were donated to the September 11th relief effort, which I think on behalf of KC was a great contribution. This show coming up in Pinellas on the 10th, is that a special show, or is that going to be part of an ongoing tour, KC?
No, it's just a one-off.
One-off. You know, the music today, and I hate to sound like our parents, I don't totally understand all of the rap and everything else, but so many of the artists today that are, you know, Snoop Dogg and Trick Daddy, just the name of R. Kelly, these people who, you know, I'm not particularly a big fan of their music, but, you know, I like music, but they even said, KC had an influence on me. And that is something that I think is a great tribute to you, because these are artists that aren't doing the kind of material you do.
Right. Well, they are in a way. I mean, they are. It might be rap, but it's R&B.
Yeah, it is R&B.
So they are kind of doing the stuff, the grooves we did and the stuff we did. It's an honor. I mean, my songs have been sampled by a lot of people. And it's surprising me sometimes that I hear people say that we influence them, because most of the time people kind of keep tight lip about it, but I listen to their records and you hear our influence all over it. But so for those three to come out and say that we were a major influence is quite a compliment.
Yeah, it really is. It's huge. Well, KC, I have to tell you, I am so glad after so many years that we've had a chance to recoup our association. I know it was a long time since that Atlantis opening in the Bahamas, and I hope that you won't be a stranger on our show in the future, because you are one gentleman, one talent to be reckoned with.
Thank you.
And we love having you on the show, and congratulations on 40 years of not only making great music and having a good time with your hobby, but entertaining millions of us with some good time music that keeps us happy, smiling, and best of all, up on our feet dancing, KC.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, KC. Join us again soon, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, in his 40th year of making music, still going strong all around the world. This guy is unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to see KC in concert, do it. It's phenomenal. And we'll be back with more on The Ron Sedgy Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Over the years that we've been doing the show, we've made a lot of friends. But our next guest is not only a friend, he's actually like an extended member of my family. He's my son's best friend, and we're with him and his family several times. And he's a terrific guy. He really is. He's an actor, a singer, a host. He's like the full package, as they say in the business. And he is the host of Common Knowledge on Fox stations. And I think the possibility of that show going in syndication is cool. Right now it's seen in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Phoenix, Tampa, Minneapolis, Orlando, Austin, pretty much 75% of the television markets. Joining us, he used to be with NSYNC. Now he's out on his own with a lot of stuff. My pal, Joey Fatone. Hey, Joey, how are you? Welcome to the show.
How you been, buddy?
I've been going good, and I know that you've been traveling like crazy. Funny, the other day I got a call saying Joey Fatone is going to be on the show. I said, well, that's fantastic. I mean, you could have probably walked over here and done it in our studio, you know, for all intents
and purposes. Right, exactly. Well, believe it or not, I actually came out to L.A. for a couple of days, and it's so funny because if that would have been the case, I would have loved to come by and just sit there. But I definitely have to come over there. The last time, I was over there, we were with my dad and your son and your wife and everybody. We're all hanging out. And the man cave.
The man cave. Well, I want to thank you for having me on your podcast with your dad and Tony Orlando and yourself. We had a ball that day. We were really excited.
Oh, it was
about
a blast. Oh, yeah. You know.
I'm excited about Common Knowledge. Now, the show aired earlier this month, and the chances of this going into syndication after 4 weeks of, you know, as they say in the business, kind of an experimental thing on Fox stations in eight markets that I mentioned. And this is a great show because everybody can relate. With all due respect to Alex Trebek and Jeopardy, I don't even know where those places are that he's talking about.
Right.
You ask questions like, what do you do when you have a fever? How can you tell when a watermelon is ripe? I mean, you got two teams of three, and they can be friends, coworkers, and relatives, and they compete over the multiple choice questions in these rounds. They could win up to 10 grand, and you do a great job with Joey.
Yeah, it's been a blast. You know, it's like one of those things where, you know, you definitely have to break the ice and facilitate and help these people out. A lot of contestants, they're nervous, they're scared, you know, so even though I just, you know, a lot of times I'll read questions, but the beauty part about it is to really kind of break the ice as fast as you can, because we were shooting at one point last year, we did 130 episodes, 4.5 weeks, we shot 6 shows a day, Monday through Friday, which is, you know, gets a little grueling, but,
sure.
You know, it's one of those things where that's the beauty part about game shows, you know, you do a bunch of them in a short amount of time. And that's what we're going to be doing, because even next year, because the whole thing with this whole year, we kind of pushed everything back. We're going to be shooting more episodes within beginning, I believe, of February, March, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But, again, it's been one of those things where, you know, it's everyday questions. People get from, you know, from ages 9 to 99 can watch this show and kind of yell at the TV. You can't help but get sucked into it, which is great.
It's something that, as you mentioned, everybody in the family can watch, and everybody in the family can possibly come up with the answers, not like some of these shows that we were talking about. When you say you tape many in a row, and I've done that before, as you know, at the MGM with Ed McMahon, you got to be careful that, you know, you are really fresh on each one of these things, because I think people have the opinion that every day Pat Sajak walks in and does the Wheel of Fortune. When you're doing that many things, that takes a lot of stamina, does it not?
Yeah, no, it does. Third or fourth show, you're body standing up the whole time for hours. Yeah. And we really do a very quick turnaround. I mean, it's, we do the show. It usually lasts, as far as shooting-wise, it's a 22-minute show, but shooting takes usually sometimes 45 minutes to an hour.
Sure.
Just because of hiccups and, you know, different downtimes and getting things ready and stuff, and you have an audience and stuff like that. One of those things where you just start to get fatigued, and you just got to keep that energy up. And then words just start to come out all weird when you're reading the prompter. Then they just become words. There's no inflection in it. There's no, you know, feeling behind it. And I'm like, you've got to really buckle down. It is a lot, I will say. You know, for people that have never done something like that before, and you throw them into something like that, it could be very difficult. Because, you know, you got somebody in your ear yelling, you're looking at all these monitors, you're trying to be charming and try to obviously entertain people, but then you're also trying to move along the game and hopefully have these people have some sort of excitement, you know, because some people, if they lose or they mess up an answer, they kind of get down on themselves. You kind of got to help them and boost them up sometimes a little bit, or they're pissed because the other team's really winning. So, and you see that they don't want to be upset, but you can tell some people are a little upset by it. But again, you got to answer the question correct. That's basically it.
There's a lot of things going on, a lot of wheels moving. Like you mentioned the thing in the ear. I remember a few years back, Meatloaf was doing a quiz show, believe it or not, and he said the toughest part was that IFB thing that they call, ladies and gentlemen, in the ear, that usually the director or the stage manager tells you what to do, what not to do, or corrects you here. And he got so intense of listening to that, that halfway through the question he said, "What'd you say?" Just broke me up, because it's easy to do that. I mean, there's a lot of balls in the ear.
Oh, yeah. No, we were doing, I was on the TV Guide Network with Lisa Rinna. And Lisa did have a hard time because she'd be wanting to talk to somebody, and somebody else is yelling in her. Somebody's yelling in my ear, and it is a difficult thing, and it is a difficult thing to try to deal with it.
I'm going to ask you an unfair question. I don't know if I've ever asked you this before. Of course, massive success with NSYNC, television shows including Dancing with the Stars, and of course the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, as well as being the announcer on Family Feud, and of course the host of The Singing Bee, and the reality show Parents Just Don't Understand It Now, a couple of great seasons with Common Knowledge. And I've never really posed this to you, but if you had a choice between music, television, or acting, what would you do?
Because I love all aspects, and the beauty part about it is, since I've been able to do stuff like that, I don't get burnt out.
Right.
That's the beauty part. You know, one day, you know, I'll go and get kind of burnt out. You go crazy with, you know, different Common Knowledge. You know, you do 130 episodes in 4.5 weeks. Then you jump over and, you know, you do a musical somewhere, you sing, or then you act. I love all that stuff. If I had to pick, though, I think it would be probably game shows, because, you know, you bang them out very quickly, and then you do have time to where, you know, I could do other projects, or I could just spend time with my kids. So if I had to really, you know, hone in on what I would love to do, I mean, I think hosting more game shows would be amazing. And then,
well, do me a favor. Don't disregard all the rest of them, because you're good at all of them, Joey. And I really mean that. You and I were watching a movie you were in, and it was kind of a Western, and you played a bad guy. And I walked away with that and thought to myself, man, that was a good part. And I've never seen you play a part like that. You were the black cat on the Cowboy Show.
The Dead 7, I believe that was. Yeah.
Good luck with this show in the second season. Now, it's Common Knowledge. Now, the show is, as we mentioned, on Fox stations in 8 markets. Those markets include New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Phoenix, Tampa, Minneapolis, Orlando, and Austin. However, with the great following that the show has ascertained over the past few weeks and last season, I'm sure it's going to be going in a syndication. In the meantime, check your local listings for time and station in those markets. And it's Common Knowledge, hosted by our pal and my extra son that I have, Joey Fatone. Hey, Joey, thanks for joining us. Good luck with this, and let's have you back sooner than later so we can talk about some of the other projects you have in the can and find out what the future is for Common Knowledge. Good show. I do like it, because I can answer the question, you know.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no, definitely, and I would love to hopefully get there to your house. We're going to hang out. I'm waiting for, hopefully, Scott will get back to Orlando at some point so we can all hang out again.
Great. I got the microphones hot, and I've got the martinis on ice. we got everything put together. Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Ronnie. No problem. Have a good one.
Okay, Joey Fatone has been our guest. You know, I still remember him as a young guy, but now he's still a young guy, my pal Joey Fatone. And the name of the show is Common Knowledge. Great show, and he does a terrific job. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
World, you are listening to Ron Segi today. I know a little bit about our next guest because of the fact that I watched the show. I think it's a fascinating show, and I got hooked on it a couple of weeks ago when it premiered, and I've been watching it ever since. It's called Spy Wars with Damian Lewis. It's on the Smithsonian Channel. Joining us right now is a former CIA agent and intelligence expert. He spent 25 years with the Central Intelligence Agency in clandestine operations. He retired as a lead instructor of the CIA. Joining us right now is John Cypher. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
This is a great show. It's an 8-part series that is on the Smithsonian Channel, premiered last month, and it's about all the incredible true stories of spy wars fought kind of under the radar, if you will, in the turbulent years between the Cold War to the Iran hostage crisis. The first one got me hooked, John, because it was a man who saved the world. I was a nervous wreck watching that show because he was doing things, you know, he left his family behind. He was jockeying himself between England and the Soviet embassy. I mean, these are fascinating stories, and they're all true.
They're definitely all true, and that's that is an interesting story. And I worked in the clandestine services of the CIA. It's sort of the human side of spying, and it's just one piece of a much larger national security and intelligence apparatus. But when we get a source like that, it can be a big difference between success and not success, or life and death in some cases. And so what's great about this series, Spy Wars with Damian Lewis on the Smithsonian Channel, is that it takes a variety of these stories, all of them true, and it does a very professional job of putting them in good context. You know, many of these shows tend to be either sort of fantasy or sort of conspiracy theory looking, but they do a great job, I think, in this series.
You know, when you watch this, you almost think you're watching a movie because it sounds like, you know, 007. And these are all true things over the last 50 years. And then the one that I mentioned, The Man Who Saved the World, they really attributed his efforts to pass along Soviet intelligence to the British and preventing, actually, nuclear Armageddon between the Soviet Union and the West. I mean, that's pretty heady stuff.
Well, spying is an inefficient business. You know, the U.S. government tries to collect information around the world with satellites and diplomats and academics and all sorts of things. But if we can't get things any other way, we try to spy and steal those things. And that's really the human factor. You're finding people who have access to information we need and trying to develop relationships and build trust with them. And so in that case, Mr. Gordievsky was a Russian-Soviet intelligence officer, and he had access to information that helped the Reagan administration understand that some of the actions it was taking with its military exercises was being misinterpreted by the Russians, and they were preparing for nuclear war. And so it was his intelligence that helped the West understand how the Soviets were looking at America, and it really helped in that case.
He really left his family in peril because he didn't know if the Soviets would do damage to his family life because he was spending so much time outside the country.
Well, intelligence officers like what I was around the world for 30 years, we do our work, and it's fascinating and fun work. And a lot of people will say, oh, you know, what you're doing is important or heroic. Frankly, it's these people who work for us. They're the ones that are at risk. They're the ones in danger. So if someone is in a country and it's a repressive regime and they're willing to meet with Americans and commit treason against their own country to help the United States, they're in real danger and their family's in danger. And those people are the real heroes. And this series explains some of those stories.
Spy Wars with Damian Lewis, of course, as I mentioned earlier, on the Smithsonian Channel. It airs Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Great reenactments and actual footage. I mean, it's a mix of both, with actual KGB, CIA, FBI, MI6 interviews exploring, you know, all these stories. Is your experience in the intelligence community, did you personally have some close calls?
Well, yes. I mean, our job is to work overseas and to do whatever is necessary to get the information to the U.S. government. You know, I don't want to give a sense that, you know, it is like the movies where we're running around with guns and things are blowing up all the time. But we're doing what we need to do. And whether it happens to be in a war zone, we need to be prepared to work in that war zone. If it happens to be in Paris, we might not be in that kind of danger. But like I said, the people who work for us, they're the ones that are in danger. And I think you'll learn from this series that those heroic people have really helped the United States and really helped our security. We think of American heroes, but there's Russian heroes and there's Iranian heroes, sure, and there's others that have helped the United States, you know, tremendously.
The double agent, can they be trusted? I mean, if they're turning on their mother country because they, in this particular case, the man who saved the world and was working for the British, can the British sometimes think, geez, if he turned on Russia, he's going to turn on me?
That's the art of espionage, and that's been something that intelligence agencies have been having to deal with for decades and decades. And so I can tell you from my experience, you're developing relationships with people who have access to information we need. You're doing everything you can to assess, understand that person, what makes them tick, what is important to them, what's not important to them, you know, what is their ego, what kind of access do they have. But you're also making sure that you test that information, and it never ends. And so even with somebody like Gordievsky, who's providing tremendous information and putting himself at risk, the British services were in a position of always testing, making sure that they're cross-checking information. When he would tell them something, they would do everything they could to make sure that it was true. And so that is part of the art and game of our intelligence services and our clandestine services. Our enemies will often try to send fake sources to us to try to confuse us. That is a really important part of the business.
In the case of Agent Gordievsky, was he concerned that something catastrophic would happen to him? Because when you're a double agent, you really have to convince who you're working with that you have their complete trust.
Well, I can assure you that anybody in Russia, China, Iran, or countries like that who are working for the West understand very, very clearly the risks that they're taking. And it would be unethical of us if to work with those kind of people without making clear to them what the risks are and to work to help keep them secure and keep them safe. And so, you know, if we were around the world collecting information and the people we get it from were getting arrested or we just sort of left them out, hang out to dry, nobody would work for us. People like Gordievsky, you know, everybody's very clear about what the dangers are, and we're working together to try to make sure that we mitigate those dangers.
In the case of Gordievsky and yourself, after you've retired, are your names at risk even after all this time has passed? Even though you're out of the business now, will somebody come back and say, you know, he really affected my effectiveness and turned against, you know, a country, whatever the case may be, we still have his head on the block. We're going to pay him back. Is that a possibility? Because you are explaining in all of these episodes exactly what the agent was participating in. I mean, the one Trojan horse is a good example of that. One that's coming up to escape from Tehran. I mean, this is immortalized in a movie, Argo, and it's a CIA agent that used the inspiration of Hollywood to conduct a high-stakes covert mission in the international world. So there are people out there that probably are like elephants. They're not going to forget who went against them.
Well, that's right. And the thing to remember is that there are intelligence officers, like what I was, and then there are sources, somebody like Gordievsky. And it's the source that's really in danger. So I was undercover overseas as I worked for almost 30 years for CIA. But when I retired, I was able to say publicly that I worked for CIA. I can't share classified information, but right, I can explain to the American people to get a sense of what their government does on their behalf. But somebody like Gordievsky, even though he's defected and moved to Britain, is under a different name, yes, he is still at risk. Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, the former KGB officer, he's made it clear that he's willing to assassinate people who work against his country. And if you recall last year, a Russian GRU, military intelligence officer, yeah, living in Britain, had defected. They attempted to kill him with a military nerve agent. And so Gordievsky, you know, as brave as he is, has to continue to protect himself, and the British are obviously involved in that process to protect them as well.
I'm sure as a retired agent, there are some things that you, regardless of if you're retired or not, are restricted from saying. Are you personally in danger, John?
I don't believe so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be, you know, talking and speaking as much as I do. The U.S. government provides us with support and protection, and it's the people who work for us that are at danger. And everything about our job is to try to protect those people, to keep them secret. And so, yes, I talk about the kind of things that the CIA and the intelligence community does on the behalf of Americans, but I would never talk about specific people who did so because I would be putting them at risk. And anything I write or say has to be cleared by CIA to make sure that there's not classified information in it. So I write now for Washington Post, New York Times, and other places, and all of that has to be cleared by CIA to make sure that I don't steal secrets.
So I could ask you a question and not have it cleared?
Well, that's interesting. It's because they don't have the means, you know, if you're on radio or TV.
Right.
But I think they understand that some of us who've been doing that, if I was speaking and saying things I shouldn't be saying, I think they would come after the fact and cut off my ability to have these kind of interviews.
Well, the show is fascinating. I mean, I don't think there's a soul out there that wouldn't find this absolutely unbelievable. It's an 8-part series. It is called Spy Wars. Its host is the Emmy and Golden Globe winning actor Damian Lewis. John Cypher is our guest, a former CIA agent who is talking about the show. It airs again on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Smithsonian Channel. John, you are welcome back here anytime. Fascinating and great show, and good luck, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate it. Stay safe.
You too. You be real safe. John Cypher, the TV show Spy Wars with Damian Lewis on Smithsonian. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
the USA and around the world on Ron Segi Today. And coming off a great feature story on the Sunday Parade magazine is our next guest. And there's a funny beginning on how we met, and I'm going to ask her if she remembers this, okay? She is an actress, she is a singer, she is a songwriter, and she's talking to us about a very important subject, and that's cat shelters, believe it or not. Joining us right now is the talented and beautiful Mandy Moore. Hi, Mandy, how are you?
Hi, I am well. Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking with you. Now, before we get into this, I'm going to ask you a question. If the answer's no, that's okay, all right? I understand. All right, you're very popular,
okay.
See a lot of people, all right? Many, many years ago, you were in my studio. Did you live in Orlando for a while?
I did, yes, and I grew up in Orlando.
You grew up in Orlando. So many, many years, you were in my studio with a gentleman by the name of Steve McChesney, and we did an interview, and you were, geez, I don't know, 10 years old, 11 years old. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, 10?
Well, it was at
wow.
Do you remember that?
I don't know if I do.
No, I know you don't. You're just being polite.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I mean, I'm 30 now, so that was another lifetime ago.
It was another lifetime ago. Well, let me tell you a quick story, okay? The old Johnny Carson shows that were taped in New York, they would use the tapes over and over and over again for, like, the nightly news, and they lost all of those great, great shows of the early times with Johnny Carson, the first 10 years. We had you on tape at that time, and we said, we're going to keep this aside. One day we needed a tape, and we said, let's use this tape, all right? And I've been killing my executive producer ever since. I said, I could have had a show right now with Mandy Moore when she was like 12 years old, and you destroyed the tape. But anyway.
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you again. You're up in Denver right now. There's a new program that you are talking about, which I think is great, Building Better Lives program. Tell us about this. This is about cat shelters, 50 of them that are going to be going up all across the USA that are going to be part of this program.
No, I'm a big animal lover, and my husband and I have 4 cats that we've adopted and 2 dogs that we've adopted, so we're big animal rescue advocates in our household. But I've actually partnered up for this particular campaign with their Building Better Lives campaign. They, as a company, are donating $275,000 to 50 different shelters around the country, mainly cat-focused shelters, helping with, like, nutritional support and adoptions and renovations and that sort of thing. But I'm in Denver today for a big $50,000 renovation project at the Max Fund Animal Adoption Center. And being someone who loves cats as much as I do, it's incredible because I've been sitting here with cats in a room full of cats. So it's a very organic cause that's near and dear to me. So I'm happy to spread the word about the importance of cat rescue, and I'm excited to share it with you guys today.
Well, thank you, Mandy, for doing this. This is really a great cause. Now, I was always in the impression that shelters usually incorporate both dogs and cats, but there are just cat shelters?
There are. This particular shelter has dogs, too, but they're obviously housed separately in a different kind of building across the street here. But there are definitely cat-specific, cat-focused, like, rescues around the country. And, you know, there are 3.4 million cats each year that are in rescues and are looking for forever homes. So it's a really, really important issue to highlight and let people know that, there are incredible pets out there waiting to find their forever home. And even if you can't necessarily give a cat a home, there's so many local organizations that you can volunteer with, and they're always looking for more help and more donations, not just necessarily monetary, but like with supplies and whatnot, because there's so many animals to, you know, take care of and that they need to sort of be sheltered somewhere.
Now, you know, I love kittens. I mean, I used to go to a neighbor's house and go and get a box of kittens because he raised them, bring them to the house, they're all tumbling over. They're so cute. Then they grow into cats. But, you know, cats are a very unique animal because they're self-sufficient and, you know, that you don't have to worry about them. But my wife is a big proponent, and she feeds. My front yard looks like a stable for horses where they, you know, have all the food in front of it. Feral cats.
That is incredible.
She has one that absolutely, she's been doing this for 10 years. But the problem, Mandy, was this. This is a problem that is tough to hear, but I'm going to say it. We got attached to these cats, okay? And as a result of that, I live across the street from a park, and there's coyotes there. And they really excel in capturing these cats, which is heartbreaking because we've caught it on security.
I know.
Cats.
I live in Los Angeles right by a park, and that's a big problem as well. But
so what do you do about that? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, you can't really do anything because that's just nature taking its course, and I hate saying that because it's heartbreaking, but you're doing the best thing that you can, which is, you know, hopefully, you know, taking these feral cats and not only just taking care of them, but we just had a mom cat and her four kittens that were living in our backyard, and we, with the help of a rescue, sort of we humanely trapped them, and we got them fixed, neutered, and given all of their shots, and then they got released back in the backyard because they were too feral to be adopted. But I think as long as you know, fix them and then take care of them, you're giving them a quality of life that they wouldn't have otherwise, just sort of surviving in the wild on their own. So
you're doing
a good thing, you know?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, they're great. We brought them in the house a couple of times. I have a little poodle that's about 10 pounds, and he loves them. He just, you know, he just can't believe that. Have you ever chatted with Bob Barker about this? Bob's a dear friend, and I know that he loves all animals and wants to see everyone protected.
I haven't chatted with him, but I know he's a huge animal advocate.
Oh, yeah,
he does so many wonderful things on behalf of animals.
Well, if you want his number, I got it here. I'll give it to you. Okay. You've done a lot of things in film, A Walk to Remember, Saved, A License to Wed, Because, Dedication, of course, Grey's Anatomy performance, Tangle for Disney. Do you ever get back to Orlando?
I do occasionally, yeah. I mean, I grew up there. I love visiting, but I left when I was so young to sort of start working that I don't have too much of a connection there anymore. It's still a couple of family members, but it'll always be my home.
Well, you got me now. I'm a connection here.
A new friend and a bunch of feral rescue cats I can come hang out with, too.
You can hang out a bunch of feral cats. Well, to learn more and to help Building Better Lives, sponsored by Purina Cat Chow, how do we get involved, Mandy?
I'm just asking people to log on to catchow.com to learn more about the program. And people, you know, via social media can also use the hashtag MyRescueStory to unlock an additional $50,000 donation to PetFinder.
Okay. But out of curiosity, what species gets adopted first, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Really? I thought you were going to say that.
That's what I've been told today, so that's why I'm happy to be a champion for all the kitties out there.
Well, thank you for all the cattails that you have given us today. I didn't want to do that, but I couldn't pass it by.
There for the taking.
It was so prime. Well, thanks, Mandy. When you're down here in Orlando visiting again, let us know. Come over and visit with us. And whenever you want to come back, talk about anything, whether it's cats or your own career, we're available for you. We were there at the beginning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mandy.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Actress, singer, songwriter, and cat advocate. Very beautiful and talented and philanthropical lady, Mandy Moore. And it's possible that I might have been her first interview ever when she came into our studios at Universal. She was only 10 or 12 years old. And she had a great feature story on the cover of Parade magazine last week. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Well, that's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, KC, KC and the Sunshine Band, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, Special Agent for the CIA, John Cypher, talking about his show Spy Wars on the Smithsonian Channel, and singer and actress Mandy Moore. Next hour, Sean Levy will be joining us. He's penned a book about Jerry Lewis. This past August 20th would have been the third anniversary of the passing of that superstar. From Fox TV, Pete Hedzicks will be here, and then Jeannie Walden talking about daily pay. It's a very unique concept. And that's all coming up next hour, live with Ron Sedgy today.